Welcome everybody, Shinam 991, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Mayim Achrayim. I hope Ezra's Hashem, we're almost done after this to go on to Sima Reishir Aleph, which talks about Kadima and Brachos, when one is eating, what foods should be eaten first, and how to go about working those situations, which is obviously, we could all understand, extremely important, and things which come up. Halachas which come up every day. Okay, so interesting thing. A lot of times when, so we spoke about last year in reference to women, we said many women don't wash, and there is what to rely on. If somebody washes, it's a good thing. Now, but what about so when a man washes, a lot of times you'll see a man, they wash mayim achrayim, then they wipe their mouth, or they wipe their beard, or they wipe the, you know, on their face. So what is that all about? Is there something behind that? Should one, you know, do that with the mayim achrayim when they wash mayim achrayim, then start wiping off their mouth and so on? So, again, the Shulchan Aruch does not really talk about that. Some of these things the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down, but it's brought down in the various different achrayim. And a lot of this, like we did mention, is al pi kabbalah a little bit, so it's brought in various different, different places. But the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas talks about it. He says, what about wiping, you know, one's mustache and the beard and so on with the mayim achrayim that some people do? And he says, an ois test, he brings down an ois test, yeshni hagam lekanech, that some have the minig to wipe off the, wipe off the mouth in the mustache area. And they take it with their hands while the hands are still the hands are still wet from the mayim achrayim, right? So just to review again, we said one has to be careful to wash at least up to the second knuckle on the fingers. And the chatchila, I mean, it's a very good thing that I think the Bir Halacha brought down shame others, if I remember offhand, the Gra from the Gra and others, that one should try and wash up to the knuckle that attaches to the palm of the hand. But now with the tips of the fingers, so a person washed the right way, fine. And the tips of the fingers are still wet from the mayim achrayim. And some, there are those who have such a minig to wipe their mouth, wipe the mustache area and so on. Some people I've seen even wipe their beard and so on. So Lemaisa, it is brought down like that. Some, it is, he brings from the Das Torah, from others, there is such a minig, the Chay Noyeg, that there is such a minig that some did do this. And it's a minig by some to do it. Now, the other thing is there are others who argue. He does bring from the does again the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas is an ois test. Yesh Yamim the Ein Lasis Ken, that some say not to do this, bedafka not to do this. Your hands are wet from the mayim achrayim, bedafka not to start touching and wiping your mouth and wiping your beard because of the fact that we said that there's a question of the sitra acher, that the mayim elu heim chelik sitra acher. It's again it's al pi kabbalah. It's hard for us to understand exactly. And to start going to wash, wipe your mouth and wipe your face and all these things, one should be careful not to do. So he brings this down from the Ben Ishchai, the Kaf HaChaim. He brings down from the Satmar Rebbe actually. Interesting minig, he brings from the Satmar Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha that Lemaisa, he used to wash first with his left hand. He says, interesting minig, he would first wash with his left hand, not al tzmayim achrayim, shalai l'shei mayim achrayim, just he would wash off the dirt, because, right, it's brought down. You wash, make sure your hands are clean before you make a bracha. We spoke about this, the importance of one's hands should be clean before they make a bracha. So he would wash his left hand, and not al tzmayim achrayim, and then wipe off the mustache area and beard area like this to make sure that there's no dirt in the mouth area, and the face area, you know, the beard, the mustache, that whole area over there, make sure around the mouth. The point is around the mouth to make sure, but not alts mayim achroinim. And afterwards, he will go ahead and not only the other palm shadis, he would wash again alts mayim achroinim. Obviously, this is not something we have to do. I'm just mentioning it, how he was careful, he brings it down to the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, he was careful to, it shouldn't be altsmayim achrayim, and he brings this from the Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ishchai that once it's a person does it altsmayim achrayim and the hands are wet, so then it's a question sitra acher touching the mouth or whatever. So some don't do it. So again, it's one of those things that a person has to know what their minig is. Like I said, I've seen in the past many people do this. It's not a question of wrong or right. It's a question of what one's minig is. And like we see, he did bring down, there are some who say to do it, some who say not to do it. Else, again, wiping the mouth with the, once they wash my machrinim. So everybody should know, what their minig is. And if a person does not have a minig, just ask and find out, is that the right thing to do? Should they be wiping their mouth, not wiping their mouth afterwards? And so on. A question of the mayim achronim, sitra acher, and everybody should find out in their own situation. But if they know to have a minig from the father, Zayder, way back when, so then one just continues on in those minhagim. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha, kol tov.